Wieland Presley and Van Hull Funeral Homes have been serving Quad City families and veterans for over 100 years. Wieland Presley is located in Rock Island, Milan, Reynolds, and Van Hull in East Moline, proudly supporting WQPT. Alternatives is a proud supporter of WQPT and has been serving our community for 40 years. Alternatives provides professional guidance to maintain independence and quality of life for older adults and adults with disabilities.
A balanced budget and economic expansion. Those are two highlights of the year that was in Rock Island. We talk with the mayor on what comes next in the cities. Rock Island is looking at 2024 as a year to build on what happened the year before, and that theme is Forward Together. It comes as the city says it saw $17 million in economic investments over the past year. Mayor Mike Toms highlighted that and more in his State of the City address in January, and he sat down with us to talk about the city's plans for progress in the coming year. State of the City, good?
Good.
Better be, right?
That's exactly. No, it's good. As they always say, it could be better. But, you know, we had 2 years in a row, we had multi-million dollar surplus above and beyond what we planned here, Milson. And so that part was very positive and good.
Explain to me the surplus, too, because is it mostly because of revaluation of property? Because that seems to have been a big impact for so many communities, so many of the municipalities in this area.
You know, evaluation had a little bit to do with it. Some had to do with increased sales tax and income tax coming back through the state was another source of it, along was with just increased volume and sales tax and everything else in the city of Rock Island. So there's in multiple areas that did better than what we had planned on.
Well, and sales tax is so important in Rock Island because there has been such a limited retail base.
Correct.
I mean, you always looked over the border and saw South Park Mall with envy. Maybe not so much now.
Yeah.
So tell me about the efforts to increase retail in Rock Island.
You know, we're working very hard at it, as always. But in marketing that 11th Street property that's been vacant for quite a while now. So we still have not given up. But, you know, we've had our local ones that have expanded or have grown. Handy True Value up on 30th Street has done a great job and it seems to be doing better. Growing, getting over that pandemic situation, along with other ones. It's just, we've had some coffee shops open up, we've had ethnic grocery stores open up that all generate some revenue.
Is that the key, though? It just seems to be smaller businesses, niche, family type of businesses.
Yeah, that's exactly. And that's what Rock Island at this point is looking at, is that niche type of situation, small to medium-sized businesses. You know, we'll look in the industrial park for larger gains.
State of the City is Forward Together. What did you mean by that?
You know, we always have to work together, whether it be the citizens, whether it be other cities working together. You can't do it alone. Some people come in there and I'll say special elected officials, and, man, I'm going to change this or I'm going to do that. You can't do it alone. You need everybody's support. You need the state, the federal government. So it's really very inclusive and broad, but we have had a great number of private individuals that have stepped forward over the last several years that it really, together we move forward. That's the only way we're going to be able to do it. There's no one in situation that can do that.
You bring up that there's significant groups of people, because I always think of the same thing in Rock Island in particular. You think of the people who are active in MLK Center. You think of the people that were active in the Broadway District. You think of the people that were active in the district downtown. It really has seemed to have been, you know, fostered by the city, but you do have some special people in Rock Island who just absolutely love that community.
Absolutely. You know, you talked about a few. There's even others, the DARI, the Development Association of Rock Island. Now we've partnered with the Chamber and doing downtown placemaking. But then there's also the Friends of Douglas Park that have put over $1 million of private dollars into that, along with their hard work themselves. We got Friends of Hallberg that have done the same. We're doing a couple other parks that way. So you just, we're growing in different areas that way. But the neighborhood. We started a long time ago, long before me, with the Broadway District and those sort of things. And just take sit and say, let's use the resources we have. And that's the individuals that live in Rock Island. They're just so dedicated, hardworking, committed.
Well, even the old Chicago area, if we're going to talk about a neighborhood, that really hit some really bad times, but is such a historic heart to Rock Island. That area that is just to the west of downtown, how do you see that growing? Because it really goes into that West End revitalization program that's going on right now.
That's exactly right. You know, we partnered with John Deere Foundation and had a consultant come in. And unfortunately, it started before the pandemic and the COVID situation. So it was slow to get going due to that, because it takes involvement by the community there. Once again, so many times we think we know what the issues are, but what we need to do is talk to the individuals that live it every day, what the problems and situations are. And so that's what this organization and the group has been doing in that area, is talking to the citizens in the West End and saying, what do we need? What do you need to better your life, to be more productive? And so we're just finishing that up. We are on phase two right now and just finishing up. They'll be reporting to the city council here in the next month of what their findings are and where the next steps are, what we need to do. But so that it really is continuing to take that old Chicago area and sort of saying, once again, how can we revitalize it? We've done, like I say, Douglas Park and MLK has expanded. And some of the streets have been resurfaced, but we need to do more. Is it job training? Is it a community center? Is it some programming to help kids? I don't know, but that's what we're working on. So we're seeing how can we help revitalize that?
Is it not also perception?
Oh, absolutely. There's a lot of great people in that area. You know, we've had, it's been an area that seems to have drawn a lot of refugees and immigrants that are real hard workers also. You see some of the farming they do down there. We've got some neighborhood gardens and everything else. But so it really is been a perception. It's a safe area. They just need, a number of people need an extra hand. Give me a hand, pull me up, and I can take care of myself. But I need to find that right tool, and that's what we're trying to find them. It's not just bricks and mortar. It's sometimes just assistance and help, consultation, whatever it is that we need to find. Can we help them find jobs?
Are you kind of excited about the revitalization, West End Revitalization Organization? Because that seems to be exactly what they're looking for. Not only, like you said, bricks and mortar, but really the human contact, the brotherhood of a community.
Yes, I am extremely excited about it, along with other areas of the city. But it's just so wonderful to see everybody come together. We got these five working groups that are working in one economic development, one in social issues, and so forth. And it's just they once again come together, and it's built by the individuals that are there. That understand it. And so I hate to keep repeating that, but it just is wonderful to see that start to come together. Once again, we've got some great partners that are willing to help us with this process.
Let's talk about your downtown. Mm-hmm. Because you also now have, help me out here. You have a new economic development director who started in October.
Yep.
You also have a new person who's coordinating downtown mm-hmm. redevelopment as well. Mm-hmm. You have a new courthouse. You've lost an old courthouse.
Yeah.
it really is an interesting time for downtown Rock Island right now.
It really is. You're correct. We have the council has set the goal and sites of economic development. We really want to put everything forth in that. So we've got a new position, economic development director, Tom Flaherty, a wonderful individual, going along with the existing staff that we had, along with DARE Development Association, along with the chamber. And so together, we're working real well together. It revitalizing not only downtown, but Tom Flaherty is working throughout the whole city, as is Dari. But our partnership with the chamber and Jack Cullen there with in placemaking is doing a great job. And we got people out cleaning the streets and parking lots and that sort of thing. We've got some great development. We got the ball rolling. You got the new federal courthouse. We talked about losing the courthouse. We lost county courthouse.
Right.
But they still have a nice new one that looks great now when it's exposed.
it is a different view from Centennial Bridge.
It is. But the new federal courthouse will be coming online maybe by the end of this year.
Right, a little delay there. New YWCA.
Big building. And they're going to be able to take care of a lot more kids. They have their daycare that they're going to be able to almost triple the number of kids that they can take care of.
Which used to be deep in downtown Rock Island.
Correct. What really makes a big difference, it seems simple, but we tore down the big parking ramp and put a new parking lot in there, opened it up, and really gave everybody a lot different view of what downtown looks like, and it's wonderful. The Rock Island School District built a new building down there. So that's, we're seeing those type of, that ball rolling. American Bank bought a building and renovated it, and so.
Here's the thing that you pointed out, is you point out the YWCA, you're pointing out the school district, you're talking about the federal courthouse, you're talking about the county courthouse. None of that's taxpaying money. That's the real problem for downtown Rock Island, being the county seat, is that you have a lot of property that isn't necessarily giving you tax money back.
That is true, except for one exception. The new federal courthouse is taxpaying. That's a private developer that did it.
That's right, and they're renting it back.
And they're leasing it back to the federal government, so it's now on the tax rolls where it wasn't before.
Right.
It was in the old post office, and so that is a new big gain. Because that's going to be a $40 million plus building.
Because that used to be like 2 minutes insurance, was it not?
That's correct, that location.
And then what happens with the old courthouse?
The old federal courthouse?
The old federal courthouse, the old post office.
Believe it or not, the post office is still open, the retail side of it. Not too many employees in there.
Right.
So we don't know. We're trying to get a hold of the right individuals there to find out what we can help stimulate that. Is it something that we can work on tearing that building down, building something else there, and still putting a post office down below, build some apartments? So that story is yet to be told, what's going to happen there. But the old Outclass buildings that are right out across from Schriever Park just got demoed. They were blighted. There was a fire. Those came down. Mm-hmm. The old Bear Manufacturing building came down. So we're getting rid of a lot of blight also and opening up some green space for new development.
Is the key really housing? I mean, it's so important to get your occupancy rate. I mean, so many buildings are taken. The search for affordable housing. So difficult for so many people. Is housing such a priority for a city like Rock Island?
You know, housing is a priority, but at this point, we are turning the focus to, I'll call it market rate housing. We've got a lot of, 55% of our housing downtown is for low income, subsidized situation, which is great. It's worked well, and those individuals need a place that they can afford. But now what we need is a little balance that out with some market rate. And so that is very important to have.
Let's talk about your taxes right now. Like you pointed out, $7.8 million surplus in 2022, which really helped for 2023, of course. Tell me about the finances for Rock Island right now.
The finances have been very strong. We've got what we call, I guess, the reserve, which is 90 days worth of expenses and everything else. And then everything above and beyond that we call surplus. We've had, like I say, $7 million in 1 year, $5 million the next year. And so we've used a little bit of that to do things that we normally couldn't have been able to do, kind of one-off type things that we think that will pay back in the future. We still have some of those reserves left, or the surplus left that we're working with. But, we're watching the budget very closely because sometimes that money that runs out and you got to make sure that you got a conservative type budget.
And we're still working with that. Some of the expenditures are not like really sexy things. I mean, you're talking about making sure that police or fire get extra equipment. I'm sure streets and repairs of sewer lines, things that people don't necessarily see. I mean, the actual infrastructure still is one of your top priorities.
Absolutely. And you're right. Some of the things we do is not sexy, but it lasts for 40, 50 years.
Yeah.
And so it's expense that we've got to take care of. We're spending a lot of time and efforts and money maintaining some of those. If you take a look at down 11th Street, we just replaced the water and sewer down a good part of 11th Street, that we probably had a dozen breaks in a year in there that was costing us money. We take that capital money, fix that, and then we can take the maintenance money and put it toward other things. Same thing with the vehicles. We had fire trucks that are 20 years old, snow plows that are 20 some odd years old, that we were spending a lot of money maintaining, but it was a lot cheaper to get new. And so we're doing those things that'll actually hopefully save us and pay in the future.
Because 30% of your capital spending is on streets.
Yes, and we could use a lot more. If you got any extra money, you know where it's at. We could use more. You know, we don't hide the fact that we have some poor streets. Most cities, old cities do. It's been very difficult to keep up on. But we are going after state grants, federal grants, to continue to get match monies to do those. We just applied for a $25 million federal grant called RAISE Grant to work on some streets, 11th Street primarily, to get it in better shape. So we've been out in Washington, D.C. Pushing for that. So we're trying to turn over every rock we can to continue to work on streets. But and we're continuing to invest more than we did the previous years. It just takes time.
Talk about community policing and crime, because you pointed out during your State of the City that there's been a 25% drop in violent crime. Gun seizures are up 20%. Mm-hmm. What does that mean for the average Rock Island citizen?
You know, I got to say that on the surface, it says you're safer. But, you know, most of the shootings that we've had and everything else have been more targeted type deal versus random. You see some of these random ones that throughout the country. But if you look at most of them, especially in Rock Island, it's targeted. Unfortunately, it's a drug deal gone bad or whatever.
Well, and it always seemed to be one family in Rock Island and one family in Davenport as
well. That is correct. That is correct. And so, but what it is, we just need to continue to get these illegal guns off the streets.
I was going to
ask
about
that. And so that helps then deter the other shootings that are out there. It's a never-ending situation, unfortunately.
Why do you think the success, I mean, 20% increase in gun seizures, where does that come from?
You know, it came from a number of different areas. But once again, we, myself, and actually the mayor of Davenport and police chiefs went out to Washington, D.C. Believe it or not, we did not have federal support in the Quad Cities for this. There are FBI agents that in town, but they're not designed and weren't assigned to gun control and violent gun crimes. And we went out and lobbied for that. And we actually now have gotten more support from the federal government to help us put these people behind jail, behind bars, and get some of these situations, sting operations, et cetera. And so that's been part of it also, is getting some more federal assistance that we have not had in the past, along with continuing the collaboration amongst all the cities. You know, I keep saying, the bad guys don't know borders. And so we have to continue to work very strong with the Quad Cities as a whole in fighting crime. And so that's where you've seen it. Even in Davenport, the crime rate has dropped.
We've seen, though, as you mentioned, a lot of times it's the same groups of people that have been involved in some of these crimes. So when you've got like a 20% increase in gun seizures, are you basically just stomping on little fires here or there? I mean, there's no real easy one size fits all solution here.
It isn't. You are correct. It's a never ending. And we are doing those small stomps on fires. But, you know, you got to start someplace. You got to keep working at it. If you don't do that, it'll continue to grow and get out of control.
There was a real push for more community relations with policing. That's about five, 6 mm-hmm. years ago. Mm-hmm. And a real backlash towards police in Rock Island and in Davenport at that time. Since then, there's been grassroots efforts to try to improve relations. Where do you see the success of that so far?
We've seen some great success. We've formed a little over a year ago, almost 2 years ago now, a community police commission. Once again, built with people in the community. And we have different individuals on there that have different backgrounds. So they can bring in a lot of information and thoughts of how they dealt with life and the best way to work with it. And we've seen some good success with that so far. They're still working on developing themselves, totally on how they're going to be operating. But once again, it's continued to show working well with the police department. You got to work together as a community and the police. You can't be afraid of them. You know, the issue is, and this has not been a major problem, but it can grow, is a lot of the refugees and immigrants that come to town are afraid of law enforcement. You got to remember the countries they come from, that's a problem. And so continue to build that relationship. Not that there's been any crime, but you want to build that relationship so you can work together and eliminate those issues because the community kind of telling on itself. We need neighbors to be able to say, the problem's over there. I saw this individual. We need that kind of assistance. We've also started a program in joint with Davenport called GVI, Group Violence Intervention. And they've had it for a couple of years. We're just now in the infancy stage of that. We just got a grant to help get that kickstarted. And seen some good success with that, where once again, you're engaging. The police department know, for the most part, who some of the troublemakers are. And it's once again, sitting down with them and saying, hey, there's different paths you can take here. And here's this path. We'll help you go down that path. If you continue the path you're going, here's the end results. So let's work on it. What assistance can we give you to help out?
I did see that you're initiating GBI on this side of the river in Rock Island. What did you like about the program that you've seen so far in Davenport? Why do you think that can work in Rock Island as well?
You know, because it gets down to the grassroots of it. It's a lot of things is that, I hurt my shoulder, but let me see how I can get down to the root of why I hurt my shoulder. You catch a cold. Well, you can treat the symptoms, but can you treat what's caused it? And so this is way to get it right where it starts. And we see so many, and I'll say youth at this point, it's not always youth, that unfortunately get hanging around a wrong group or whatever. Can we stop that from happening and turn that direction? So it just gets it where it starts.
So you gave your state of the city. You said the state of the city is good. What do you see for the future? What is your biggest goal for 2024 right now?
You know, the biggest goal is to see a couple different things happen. We have implemented and just started the ball rolling on a number of large projects. We're going to do some revitalization downtown Rock Island. We're going to spend $7.3 million in doing a lot of renovations. Some not so sexy as you talked about underground, but a lot of it, we are going to make it sexy.
A facade improvement program.
Got a facade improvement, working on the fronts of the buildings, the awnings and that sort of thing. But we're going to widen sidewalks so we can do more cafe seating. We're going to put new trees up down there. We're going to put lights that are more pedestrian friendly. We're going to narrow some streets. First Avenue across from Modern Woodman and City Hall, or city area there. We're going to, in 2 years, narrow that down to one lane each way with a turn lane, a bike path, make it more pedestrian friendly across there. We're going to do a roundabout downtown. that's a lot of people. Technically, and statistically, they're safer than us.
I know.
In this case, it's going to be a small one and more of an icon type place. We're going to see that start to take place. We're going to do a little renovations of City Hall. But of course, the new federal courthouse line coming on and those same things coming online. This new SSA, Special Service Area, with the chamber and emails, you know, that's what I'm saying is we're seeing the fruits of that just now starting. And it's going to take a little time. It could be a 2 years from now before we really see the fruits of it. Jack is down there walking the streets, talking to the building owners, talking to the business owners, getting a relationship of what they need and what they're looking for and how we can help them bring in more businesses.
That's Jack Cullen, of course. Jack Cullen. With the downtown the development area. But tell me, because when I got here in the early 90s, the big deal was the district. And it ended up that Rock Island had a heck of a bar scene.
Yes.
And a casino boat. Now, what do you want to see downtown?
We want to see a lot of niche retail. We want to see, not a problem with bars. Some bars have gone away. We're not going to try to reinvent that bar scene, per se, but with other amenities to it. You've seen it in other parts of the area here, like an arcade. You're looking for some type of activities like that, along with the bars, dueling piano bar, those type of things. We want to see a fine dining come back is another one. We're working toward that type of a scene, downtown friendly. There's no, once again, there's not going to be one situation, one business that comes and solves a problem for everything. We're going to have to take a concentrated block by block and start saying, let's get some niche stores in the faces of these. Can we do an incubator someplace? We have some large buildings downtown, believe it or not, inside that you see in a number of these cities. So we're not inventing the wheel, but you can open it up inside and have kind of for rent a different spot. You can have a food court inside a building.
A lot of pop-up opportunities as well.
Absolutely, where people can get a start if they wanted to start, or they could just make that their whole living there of cooking food, selling food, plants, flowers, their craft stuff, whatever. But use some of these large buildings that just don't work well because they're too large these days than what we saw in the Walgreens of the or the Woolworths of the world's and everything else.
The key is forward together, though.
That's exactly. We got to do it together. The business owners, the building owners need to help make that investment also, along with the city. We're helping put tax monies in there forward on it. So it's a partnership to continue to move forward.
Our thanks to Rock Island Mayor Mike Tomes. Murray Lee is a singer, songwriter, and acoustic guitarist who heads the band Murray Lee and the Sons of Hades. But he's been part of a number of area bands and plays a number of different instruments as well. We invited him to take the stage of the Black Box Theater in Moline to perform one of his originals. So here's Murray Lee with Happy, or the Unnecessary Need to Self-Destruct.
easy street, but I'm used to gravel roads. I'm finally on a straightaway. Why am I waiting for this car to explode? They say happiness suits someone. Why does it feel so off on me? I've just been beaten down for so long. This is such a new feeling, and I'm scared that it's going to leave me. Set you free. Why do I feel like I'm drowning? I've just been swimming for so long. These shallow waters worry me, and I'm scared to be carefree.
With Happy, or the Unnecessary Need to Self-Destruct, performed at Moline's Black Box Theater. On the air, on the radio, on the web, on your mobile device, and streaming on your computer, thanks for taking some time to join us as we talk about the issues on the cities.
And Van Hoe Funeral Homes have been serving Quad City families and veterans for over 100 years. Whelan Presley is located in Rock Island, Milan, Reynolds, and Van Hoe in East Moline, proudly supporting WQPT. Alternatives is a proud supporter of WQPT and has been serving our community for 40 years. Alternatives provides professional guidance to maintain independence and quality of life for older adults and adults with disabilities.